From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Friday morning to you.
Yeah, hi Mike.
So the Australian employment figures, they're interesting, aren't they? Because they are, despite the number not being quite as good as ours, they are trending in the right direction.
Yeah, pretty strong. I mean, Mike, we know that one of the key variables, well, might not be key, but one of the important variables when you're thinking about the employment and migration outlook here is what's happening in the employment market across the Tasman. You know, we've had those periods of pretty significant population leakage in the past to jobs in the mining sector and that sort of thing. Well, we know the employment market here is pretty solid, but there's always this kind of grass is greener kind of undercurrent to think about. Well, the Australian Bureau of Statistics released July employment data yesterday, and we know we've got that big rugby game tomorrow night, which hopefully we're going to win. But who's winning the employment battle, Mike? Well, that would be us.
Yep.
That would be us, actually, at the moment. That would be us. Their numbers missed expectations yesterday. The 3,900 fall in employment, and that was versus expectations of a rise of 15,000. That's the headline. But you're absolutely right, Mike. You've got to look through this data. Now, last month, they revised up the previous month. The previous month was already huge. They revised it up so that they added 58,000 jobs last month. So we look at the growth over the last 3 months and we smooth it out. It's still very strong. And very importantly, too, they had a big shift over there from part-time workers to full-time workers. Of course, that's better from the point of view of wages, etc. Now, and the unemployment rate sitting at 5.3, that's where we beat them, Mike, because what are we at? We're at 4.5. And that fell from 5.4 down to 5.3. Now, 5.3 is the lowest level, though, they've seen since 2012. So their market is getting stronger. Now, the RBA, the Reserve Bank of Australia, estimates that full employment is at 5%. Now, actually, we target a slightly lower number over in New Zealand, but they reckon 5%, that's full employment, doesn't get any better than that. So they're pretty much there, actually.
Yeah.
Not a lot of concern over wages either. Wages are pretty static. Their dollar was a little bit higher on the day. But all in all, probably a solid number if you look through the details.
Now, an interesting dot-joining exercise. Your argument is that where the world goes, follow the metal. Look at the metal, and if the metal's going somewhere, so's the world.
Dr. Copper. It's not a James Bond film, and it's not a conspiracy theory. Here's the theory, Mike. Here's the theory. Metal consumption globally moves very closely with GDP growth. So metal prices are quite well correlated with indicators of world activity. And within the various metals, copper has become the chosen one in terms of being an indicator and actually a leading indicator of global growth because it's used in manufacturing, it's used in home construction, consumer products, all that sort of stuff. So this is the Dr. Copper theory. You look at the price of copper, it tells you what's going to happen economically. So what is happening? Well, this is when this news doesn't get that great. Copper prices are at their lowest level in 13 months. So the old conspiracy theorists are saying that this is signaling an economic slowdown. So the metal is currently trading 20% below its 52-week high. What's that, Mike? That's a bear market in copper. Now, it's possible that these rising trade tensions could actually impact the global supply chains for copper. It has bounced overnight, so have equities. So just keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on the copper price.
We will indeed. What are these numbers for the Friday morning?
Oh, well, you'll be excited about this, Mike. The Dow Jones, 25,602. That is up 440 points, up 1.75. It is on fire.
Good earnings.
The S&P 500. S&P 500, 2845, up 27. NASDAQ, 7826. They're up 52 overnight. That's about 0.7%. FTSE 100, they gained 59, 7556. The Nikkei lost 12, 22192. Shanghai Composite, 2705. They lost 18. ASX 200, virtually unchanged yesterday, closing at 6328. We gained 11 points yesterday, closing at 8998, just below that 9,000 level. The Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6577, against the Aussie, 0.9065, against the Euro, 0.5791, against the pound, 0.5179. You can buy 72.92 Japanese yen on the wholesale markets this morning. Gold trading at $1,175. Brent crude, $71.15.
Fantastic work this week. You're away next week. Is it the Maldives, Monaco, Bermuda?
Atlanta, Georgia, Mike. Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, you have a good time. Don't drink too much Coca-Cola. We'll see you in a week. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He and the team available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.